Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Another hour right here with you. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Good day, Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Happy New Year back to you and the staff at TTR. And we're going to make the best of this one, aren't we?
Yeah. You know what today is?
Today's show represents? No.
Go back to right about this time in 2004.
The debut of your show?
Debut of your show, Sue Storm.
Oh, her in particular. There we go. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm
baby. Yeah, I know. I was just like giving you a little stump to start.
That's okay. It happens.
So today, we're not just here with Sue about angel support for New Year's resolutions, but it's like I said, you know, this is a year. We did not do a lot of celebrating or announcing the journey, the Dr. Pat Show. We didn't do that. We didn't do much last year, and I shared that in this show with Deborah Silverman. I was saying, no, I don't want to I don't want to celebrate it. And I made that decision, Benny, in 2019. And I wanted to wait sort of for 2021, and I didn't understand why. And, you know, now looking at this, this new energy, the age of Aquarius, but it also represents coming out of the gate with a show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life and having this amazing woman, Sue Storm, the angel lady, be part of the debut of that and to watch her work with all of you, right? Because you as an audience have been with us since 2003, actually, but here in our flagship KKNW station since January of, I can't even say it. It's like, is that even a real thing, Benny? 2004, right? Ah, goody, 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 goody. But I'm saved because in the last show with Deborah Silverman, she said, yeah, you're not getting older, man. You like started to reverse your age because, and she said, why? I have to go back and listen. But if you really want to feel young and you want to thrive, angel support is it. Sue Storm, the angel lady, has been chatting it up with the angels for as, man, like probably when she started to walk. She's the author of a couple of amazing books. She chats with people all over the world, and the angels have shared with her what their names are and what they do. Hence, if you read any one of her books, whether it's Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, or you take a look at the first aid, Angel First Aid, RX for Success, whatever it is you pick up and you look at, you will get information that will get you going. And Benny and I both will attest to the fact that we could pinpoint very specifically doing on-air work with Sue and manifesting things. Telling you, it's a whole different game when you plug in. Sue, it's great to have you.
Thank you. And I have some exciting news. You and Benny are in my new ebook that just came out a week ago. Yes, we have Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, second edition, because it's on Kindle. But also, it's in paperback as well, and it just came out. Amazon is doing it. So
Amazon.
People can go to Amazon and put in Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles second edition, and they can get it. And it's an ebook. I'm so excited.
Wow, we didn't even, like, Benny,
what
do you think of that?
Thanks, Sue, and I guess we've gone electronic. That's awesome. Didn't even know. I'm very proud.
Yeah, and thank you for helping too. And the artist who drew the cover did such an amazing job. And it's pinks and purples and a big angel, and definitely worth looking at.
Wow, and let's talk about it, because I do want to talk about miracles, right?
Okay.
And what I want to talk about is, and Deborah and I were just talking a little bit about this during the last show, it's really hard to really talk about a year like 2020, but we were mostly talking about 2021. And like you, I've known Deborah for a while, and I call her the ambassador of knowledge transfer when it comes to astrology. You know, she has been sharing that you are the ambassador for Angel First Aid. And
yes.
So this is the thing that I love. And, you know, your new book, by the way, and I love the angel picture on the cover. Just love that. I love that abstract angel picture. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Let me just tell you, the angel, the artist who drew it, calls it the Angel of Peace. That's the name she gives it.
Look, what called you to tap into this particular energy in the book? What called you to say, wait a minute, I've got to really do another version of First Aid for Miracles? What was it you were sensing?
You know, that I was missing out on an ebook on a Kindle audience. And
and
the goal of Angel First Aid is to reach as many people as you can and let the angels connect with them. So I just took it that way. And then when I realized that Amazon would print paperbacks as well, I just took it to the next step, and now we got them both.
Yeah, and I want to say, if you guys go to Amazon, go ahead and do it, because I just did it. If you go to Amazon, it's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, and, you know, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I love this book, and I also love the fact that you have this Who's Who angel glossary in the back.
Yeah.
But, you know, true to your form, Sue, true to what you do, is you talk, you tell stories, and then you give us action items, sort of solutions. You know, that's been part of your, let's just call it angelic thematic, right? Since I've known you. Tell me about what your sense is that's going on with folks now. And do you feel a shift or not?
Oh, I do feel a shift. I feel like the negative, the heavy, the old is going by the wayside. And it just feels like the new, the light, the beautiful, the movement forward, that's coming in. This is going to be an exciting year. 2021 is going to be an exciting year for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Benny, you're in the book.
Yes, you are.
Benny's in the book. I already read about it. So I should say to everybody, we're taking your calls, folks, as we always do. If you want to get a message from your angels right now, if you want to know who your angels are, please, we're going to do this throughout the show today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I love that you wrote about this is in every story you share, and you call them case studies, so I love that. In every story you share, you talk about the steps to success. And one of the things you talked about here was keep an open mind regarding how to create prosperity for yourself. Good fortune comes to people who believe and trust in the process of manifesting. Wise men try new things. Boy, does that say it all.
Yeah, it's true. And you know
how
what,
is that playing
Pat?
Out for you?
Okay, go ahead.
How is that playing out for you?
Well... Excuse me. What I want to say to everyone, and I do the same thing, is set your goal and then don't worry about how it happens. Just set your goal. One of my friends got a high-paying corporate job, and she told me what she was making, and I thought, oh, I'll never be able to do that. And do you know what? Last year I did it. And I just set my goal. That's what I want to make as much as Vicki did. And that's the way I left it. And I did it last year. So I didn't figure out how it was going to happen. I didn't sit down and say, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. I just turned it over to the angels. I said, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. And I did it. And you know what, Dr. Pat? I'm still amazed.
And that's what I was just going to say. You know, the thing that I love about this, and I want to share this story with folks because I want them to really understand a bit about this from my perspective. Shortly after 2004, actually April 1st of 2004, I came down with a mystery disease. I remember this like it was yesterday. I was given a workshop to live your greatest dream. And by the end of the workshop, my right ankle was the size of a very, very large grapefruit or a small version of a soccer ball. It was that big. And I honestly thought I knocked it into something, like setting up, I hit it with a chair. And I went off on this journey. I went through a gazillion blood tests. And I asked you about it. And you said, you know, what the angels are telling me is I think it's your thyroid. So go ahead online. And it, online was different in 2004 and 5 than what it is now. I think this was about 05 when I did this. Go online and look for somebody in your area who administers T3. Now, today in the world, there are a lot of people that do that. But back then, not so much. And I went online and there were two doctors. Both of them had an N and a D at the end of their name. And I did what Sue does. Ask the angels which one. And I picked Dr. Nusheen Darvish. And I called her and I made an appointment. And I went in. And I said, you know, the angel lady told me to look up T3 and then find you. And Dr. Darvish looked at me, did whatever she did on that day. And she says to me, laughing kind of in the way that she still does, here it is. You don't have a thyroid problem. And we will start figuring out what it is. So, Sue, if you hadn't said that to me and I hadn't found Dr. Darvish, I would not be alive today. That is the reality.
And I'm so glad you are.
But that's what I'm trying to say. You know, these messages or these insights or what we're talking about today, we have an obligation to take the action, right? But these insights, they're life-changing. What do you see for 2021?
Well, like I said, for you in particular or just for everybody?
What are you sensing in the world?
Yeah, I'm sensing that, you know, the world is hit bottom with the COVID and with the different things that are going on in the government. And I just see a flip. I see a polarity flip, and it's just moving up, lighter, brighter, I have more higher consciousness. And one of the things I want to say to everybody is that little affirmation I talk about, angels raise my vibrations an octave. Get your vibrations up, because this is going to be a year where the higher your vibrations, the better you perform, the more money you make. It's a year of vibrations. I guess maybe that's the insight you were looking for.
Well, let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Phone lines are open, everybody, 1-800-930-2819. And I have prepared myself today, and I have angel words that I want to share as Sue shares as well. And I want to mention to everybody, don't forget tonight, yes, we are resuming in 2021 with The Psychic and the Doc. That's Mark Anthony and I, for those of you out there, right on Transformation Talk Radio. So 4:00, Transformation Talk Radio, Facebook Live. Mark Anthony and I, we are going to be continuing the vibe of Thrive when we come back. What does raising a vibration mean? You don't have to peel yourselves off the wall. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie. And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on. As usual, I'm here with Mr. B, the B. And I'm not sure if it's Olivia still here or if it's David. Great producers here at Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW AM 1150. And I don't even remember what the FM dial is anymore, but there you go. I just know I suit up and I show up. And today, Sue Storm, the angel lady who has been suiting up and showing up with me from day one, like back in the day, Benny would say, is here. We are celebrating the 17. 1-800-930-2819. We have opened up the phone lines. We got callers calling in. But before we go to the phones, tell me again and tell everybody again about your fabulous new book available on Kindle. I just bought mine right now.
So excited you did. Okay. All right. So the new book is Angel First Aid, RX Prescription for Miracles, and it's the second edition. Look for the pink and purple cover, the second edition. And it's on Kindle, and I'm really excited about it. Dr. Pat's in it. Benny's in it. And then also at the back, there's a glossary of angels. So you can look up all the angels, you get affirmations, you get remedies, it's tools. It's tools for you to make miracles in your life. And You can always call me for a consultation, but the book is a really good start. And I'm excited about it, and it's in paperback as well. Amazon put it in paperback as well, so you can get it either way. And let's see, what else do I want to say? Should I give them the Dr. Pat special while we're
at that? Because what I want to say to people when they read the book, they're going to see these stories. And these stories really are, yes, some of them are from, you know, some of the live shows, but some of them are from people really scheduling these consultations with you and sitting down and getting to spend a half hour, an hour with you, and then getting that information for them to really look at, learn, and implement. So I want to make sure we say that. These shows are only like a short snippet. So let's give everybody the special, and then Benny will go to the phones.
Okay. So the special, the Dr. Pat special, is two half hours with me for the price of one. And that's what I call my Dr. Pat special. and so you get the second half hour at no charge. My website is theangellady.net, if you'd like to go and check that out. And the 800 number for a session is 800-323-1790. And we'll give those out again later. But I'm very excited about the new book and the Kindle book. I'm thrilled. I my angels are kind of tickling me, actually. They've never done that.
I love it. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll take Daniil. Daniil's been waiting patiently, calling in from Bellevue area. Hi, Daniil.
Hi, Daniil.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thanks. Great show. I would like an angel reading. And could you tell me who my angels are and maybe ask them if I'm having an issue with my right thigh?
Okay, let's start with who your angels are. Your archangel is Michael. Guidance and protection. That's the top archangel. And then you also have, you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. And they tell me there's a great deal of grace within you. And then you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. You know, it just feels like your angels are all around you. And a message is, you know, there's something in your mind that you've wanted to do, and they're just saying go for it. You've been holding off. Is that true? Something you've thought about, but you've been holding back on or holding off?
Well, so I did just retire, and I'm trying to figure out what to do, but I really want to protect the earth some way.
Okay. Well, yeah, call me for one of the Dr. Pat specials, and we'll help you with that and get it going for you. So there's something going on with your right side. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it kind of itches and it's kind of bruised.
Hmm. You know what? Give me that call and we'll do the session and I'll tune in on it and see if we can't work on it. Okay.
I have a question for you. When did you retire?
July 2019.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, have you been thinking about, like, what do I want to do next in the next part of this life?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to work. I mean, I want to do something fun. Yeah, but I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not like, what kind of job I can get? You're not doing that.
No, I don't.
When I retired the first time, I was in a very similar space because I really didn't understand what it was like not to have time, right? I didn't get it. I mean, I went from like 70-hour week to like, okay, here I am. I happened to move to Capitol Hill, right? And one of the things I loved and didn't know I loved it, and it's harder today, was I volunteered at the Chicken Soup Brigade. And that was, you make food for people that, you know, HIV, they can't get out and do it themselves. And that was the most incredible experience. And, you know, what I was trying to say to you is sometimes tap into that part of you that not only gives joy, but like you said, you want to do something with greening and or green friendly or green earth. And there's so much right now that you can do to connect with those organizations. As a matter of fact, I interviewed one of the guys that started the wind turbine thing, and he asked me if I wanted a job climbing those wind turbine things, but I didn't really. I said, I don't want a job, but I really would like to go up there one day. So,
yeah.
So try to find something that gives you a little tickle in your heart.
Okay. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. I like to grow stuff. So yeah, Seattle Tilt and some of those places. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. You do? You like to grow stuff like flowers and vegetables and stuff?
Vegetables and berries. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you can figure out how to help me grow tomatoes in the Pacific Northwest, I will be forever grateful.
I grow tomatoes too. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I cannot grow a tomato here in Bothell to save my life. Betty, why don't we take a little short break? And like I said, phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819, folks. We'll be right back.
I hear people say that wisdom is hard to find and a lifelong struggle to master. We live at a time where limitless wisdom is only a mouse click away, and as for mastery, there's good news here as well. Timeless Wisdom has your back. The wisdom traditions know the truth of who you really are, a limitless, magnificent, universal being. The ancient wisdom traditions are waiting to give you all the help you need. There is a beautiful Sanskrit verse, Padam Padam, step by step. This means that at every step, all the knowledge and energy you need is there waiting. You just have to take the next step. So remember, timeless wisdom has your back. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence at Timeless Wisdom and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to take your next best step with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, at consciousconfidence.com today and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of
Inner Bloom podcast. A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Auber. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Auber. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyauber.com. That's drkathyauber.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in. We've got Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us today. And this is the day we give support to all of you, 1-800-930-2819. The other thing I want to say to all of you is if you want to get a copy of her Kindle book, you just go to Amazon, right? Sue, tell them how to do that.
Sure. Just go to Amazon and put in Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, and it pops right up. It's a pretty pink cover, and you just click on Kindle. It's very easy, and you can actually, they let you open it, look inside. You can look inside so you can see what it is, but it's very exciting. Good reading. Take it with you everywhere. and you'll have your angel first aid and your miracles with you.
Yeah, I love all the stories because there's a story on every page just about, and then there are what the steps to success were. So
right.
It's not just about stories, it's about stories, and now this is what you can do if you would like a similar result. And Sue, give out your website.
Sure, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my 800 number, if you'd like to call me direct, is 800-323-1790. And basically, if you get to my website, there's a link that takes you right to Amazon.
Awesome. All right, Mr. Benny.
Yep.
Let's kick it up. Let's go to phone.
All right, sounds good. We'll take Angela calling in from the Seattle area. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi there. Hi there. Hello.
How are you? How can we help you?
I'm good. I would love to have an angel reading today, please.
Do you know your angels?
I can give you the name of your angels, and then if you would give me a specific question or category, something more specific than just a reading, if that's okay. All right. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you have Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And you have a super-duper money angel. You have Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. That's a good one. Especially because we're making goals this year. So if one of your goals was financial security, you know, pull on his robe. Tell him, let's go.
All right.
Okay. And then give me something specific that you'd like your angels, a question, or that you would like your angels to answer for you.
Well, I'm a musician. And so my question would be to where, with all of COVID and everything, you know, things have obviously changed this year quite a bit. So my question is, how will, you know, my future look as a musician in this coming year?
It feels like near the end of the year you're going to be okay. But mm-hmm. I'm just hearing YouTube. Is there any way you can do some YouTube?
I actually have my music on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, increase that. And do you teach?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing you could teach by Zoom or something like that. It feels like there's new opportunities.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dr. Beth.
Can you tell me a little bit about your music?
I'm doing some of that now. I'm sorry, what, Pat?
Can you tell me a little bit about your music and where we can find it?
Well, yeah. Well, it's on a YouTube channel. I created a lot of meditation music. I'm a solo pianist, and so I created a lot of meditation music during COVID and, you know, sent it out to friends and family, just sort of a coping mechanism for some peace and, you know, relaxation and quiet during all of the chaos. So I've been sort of on a roll with that, but, you know, trying to get it out there more, you know, for monetary reasons, obviously.
How can we buy it? Where can I go to buy the music?
Well, my name, you can go to my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Angela Rinaldi, R-I-N-A-L-D-I. And that's my YouTube channel.
And that will take us from that channel. That will then get us to, you know, being able to purchase your music, right?
Right, yes.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long have you been playing a piano?
Oh, my whole life. I come from a family of musicians.
Mm,
and
cool.
I'm actually a ballet accompanist at PNB and several of the dance studios. So I have wide range of classical study. But New Age music has been, you know, my love for a long time. So I've been writing and composing for a long time. And but lately, and I do play for the Dance for Parkinson's Association. So I do some healing music as well, which I'm very interested in pursuing more. So I guess the question would be, how do I you know, go about that.
And the other thing that I'm hearing is your angels want you to keep working with the healing music because you're unique.
Right.
And you put your love and you put your spirituality into that music, and they go along with you, that you put the angel into the music, and they want you to follow that path. I'm not sure how exactly, but again, just make it your goal, and let's see what opens up for you.
Right. So, Angela, your YouTube channel you're the one that... you're the one that wrote Surrender. Is that you? Am I on the right channel?
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful, uh-huh. Angela.
That was actually my brother-in-law, sadly, took his life in November. And that's the song I wrote after that for him. So.
And I love this. I'm so glad you called in. I want to just make sure everybody knows how to find you, if I could.
Okay.
So for those of you out there, if you go and you... what do? We Google Angela. It's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Rinaldi, R-I-N-A-L-D-I. And what you're going to see, and I also put in music and piano, and what you're going to see is you're going to see her there. But if you also type in YouTube, you're going to be able to go and look at so many of the things that she is presenting, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. You also have some day meditations. Is that correct? Am
right.
I using the right language for you, Angela?
Yes. And those were the days during COVID, you know, when we were shut down and everything. So I started, I think, on day 30 or something, when I realized I need to do something. So I tried. And those are all improvisations. I just sort of meditate a little bit and sit at the piano, and I just press record and play. So those were not, you know, pre-written music. They're all improvisations. And so that's why I feel strongly that the music sort of streams through me, you know, and want to do more of that, but know how to tap into that. I mean, it kind of happens naturally, but I just feel like there's more that I need to do in that healing music.
Do the Dr. Pat special, and let's see if we can get you connected to some. Feels like there's very specific angels in front of me that want to help you. So let's do that.
And Angela, may I ask you this? If I were to pick one of these and have Benny play it during the show today with your permission, which one should I select?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know. That's a hard one to think about at the moment. Well, you could play Surrender since you had that one up.
Yeah, Surrender got to me.
I think that's also kind of fitting with the world events right now.
Okay. Do you mind if we play it? Do I have your permission to play it?
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
Okay, I'm just sending the file over to Benny now. Thank you so much, Angela. And, I think you are really on track with this. I really do. May I have your permission as well to play this in my 4 o'clock show that I do, The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony?
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
I will give you full credit. David, if you're listening to this, when we do the show, make sure we pull the video and play the video on Facebook Live as well with credits to Angela, please. Let's take a short break if we could, Mr. Benny. Angela, thank you so much for calling in. The only way that we shed the light is by helping each other, and I'd like to help you with this. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. Wow. This is beautiful stuff, folks. Let's take a short break if we could, Mr. Benny. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey, everyone, I want you to know that you're listening to the music that we talked about before with Angela. And as I said before, you can go to Angela's, go to the YouTube, right? And, you know, when you do go there, I just want to say to everybody, we're playing a little bit as we can from the song that we talked about, which is Surrender. And so I just want everybody to know that when you go to YouTube and you'll go to Angela's channel, I'm also going to play this song tonight on my show with Mark Anthony, the psychic and the doc, Angela Rinaldi. And that is how you look her up on YouTube. She is a musician, a pianist. And this song, Surrender, is a song for Terry. And I know what that's like, having lost a mom who took her life. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us here today. As always, you can find out more about her at theangellady.net, which is kind of cool to do. And we are talking about 2021. We're talking about how to call the angels in. Sue, before one of the breaks, I said I wanted to talk about angel words. Once upon a time, a really long time ago, I don't know what year it was, did a little experiment with the idea of angel words or words in general and what the words look like in sound waves. Like when you say a word and let's say you say the word destroy, it has a sound wave, right? But if you say the word love, and if you say the word love spoken with four different emotions, right? Like love with indifference, anger, interest, and maybe even joyfulness, right? Then what you find is you rule out the subjective feelings about them. And so when you do this little experiment like this, you can see the sizes of the sound waves, whether they fluctuate or not. And then when you compare sound waves, like the sound wave and what it looks for the word love, for the sound wave and what it looks for the word riot, you'll see that the sound waves are very, very different. And that is really what you're talking about. You're talking about a vibration. And electronics is, you know, there's a lot of downside to electronics, but there's also an upside to them. And the upside to electronics is there are many ways for us to raise our vibration. Give us a sense of how people might do that for 2021.
Yeah, well, just asking for the vibrations, I want to give you my comments on what you just said. When you were saying love, I could feel the vibration rising and going up. And when you were saying riot, it just stopped and shut down. So I could kind of follow along with you. But of all the words you said, love was the one that had the highest vibration. It even was different than joy. So for anyone wanting to do it. And one of the remedies in the book is to take the word wealth and just say wealth, 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 wealth. And just say it over and over again and just keep saying it for 5 minutes a day and see if it doesn't come your way. So that's one of the things. But what were you asking me? I lost my train of thought.
We talked about, and I asked you about the shift in the energy, and the message for the book is to raise the vibration. And I think that's really, you know, I want to spend the last couple of minutes of the show with talking about what that means. And,
raising a vibration? Okay. So everything in the world vibrates. Everything in the world has a vibrational frequency. And if you want to get into the law of attraction, and I had the law of attraction in my books even before The Secret came out. If you want to get into the law of attraction, you have to have your vibration at that level. Because it's like a magnet. It'll connect to exactly the level you're at. So if things aren't going well for you, you need to raise your vibration. And in 2021, it's going to be easier to work at a higher vibration than it was at a lower vibration. So getting your vibration up means you'll start attracting. It'll be easier. I say there's two ways to attract. There's push and there's flow. If you want to get in the flow, do angels raise my vibrations an octave, get your vibrations up, do it a couple times a day, and then just watch things happen for you. So does that answer the question, Dr. Pat? It's just being at the vibration of what you want. And especially, there's someone out there who's looking for a soulmate. Get your vibrations up. You work on yourself and just see if that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what we're talking about. I think the other part of raising your vibration is it's a non-judgmental action. And what I mean by that is we're not telling you to raise your vibration to be, you know, jumping with joy up into the clouds. You know, some days for some of us, especially when we go through some rough times, some days for some of us, you know, a raise in vibration means that I literally get off my couch and I take myself on a smiling walk from my couch to my living room or my couch to my bedroom. I mean, this is one of these things where it's going to mean different things for different people. And so I think it's so important to have people cut themselves a break on this, because a lot of times you hear about raising vibration as if it were some phenomenal task you have to achieve. But any move or any shift in the dial is an amazing result, right?
Right. And actually, miracles are high vibrations. Get your vibe, you know, miracles happen because things are moving faster. The molecules are moving faster. So if you want to bring miracles, you know, it's all about vibration. Everything is about vibration, and the vibration of love and the vibration of joy. If you can get yourself to create that, just think about it, work on it, create it. It'll like attracts like. It'll bring it to you.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I looked at yesterday, and I spoke with Deborah about this. I've been around for a while, and so have you.
Yeah.
And it's not my first riot. But I've never seen our symbol of freedom be taken for granted yesterday and lives being lost. And I think for me, when I thought about this and I asked myself, how might I raise my vibration about this? How do we move beyond fear and beyond anger and beyond what we're feeling? And as a result of that, I thought about what I heard last night from the most unusual suspects in our government, in our Senate. And I watched a really horrific event in any country, in any place. What we saw yesterday was a game changer for me. But then I watched a form of unity that people didn't think was possible. And I think in Lindsey Graham's words, and Lindsey and I had this interesting relationship back and forth, although we've never met, having a family that's from the Carolinas, you know, I kind of still have one foot looking out for peeps there. And he said something interesting, and this is to me a raise in vibration. I know it sounds weird. I rarely talk about politicians and say rise in vibration, but here's what did happen. There was a rise in vibration yesterday. There was. Maybe it was too late for people to watch. But I heard the words of people that I just didn't think would say them. And Senator Lindsey Graham was one of them. Rand Paul was another. I don't say that I agree with everything that they believe in, but I saw a sense of unity and integrity come out of a horrific experience, probably the most in my lifetime. And I think, Sue, that is a part of raising the vibration that I think we're talking about. You?
Yeah. You may want to know that I got the angels on it, and we were working on raising their vibrations. So it might have helped. It certainly did, I hear. Mm-hmm. We had to do something.
Yeah. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
I want to leave you with the message of freedom. How about that one? Say, freedom to be who you are, freedom to raise your own vibrations. We live in a land where we can do that, and freedom to be strong and healthy. And I also want to just say, Dr. Pat, about the new books. If you go to theangellady.net and go to the store, there will be a link there for you to get right onto Amazon. That's the way to do it. But it's about being in a place of peace, and I think that's the vibration that was missing yesterday.
Mm. Sue, Kindle, that's the way we do it. Give people the name of the book.
Oh, sure. Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition. And the angel on the center of the cover is the Angel of Peace.
Love it. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. This is one of many shows that we are going to be due, not to just call for a raise in vibration, but you're going to hear about some actions we are taking. And as usual, Sue has offered very special, Dr. Pat special? Is that what we call it? Dr. Pat special.
Dr. Pat special. Yes, we do.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.